USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin rallied against NATO as he spent much of his Victory Day speech in Moscow on Monday trying to justify his troops' invasion of Ukraine. Putin via translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families.
It should be noted Putin did not use his Victory Day speech to officially declare war on Ukraine or fully mobilize Russia's reservists. Elon Musk's future of Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising. A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025, and that's up from 217 million last year, and 931 million users by 2028. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax is co-sponsoring two bills against the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board.
Well, they keep saying that it's not consequential. Even former Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that this isn't really anything that we need to be worried about. I'm actually co-sponsoring two bills. One is led by Congressman Mike Johnson. Another one is led by Congressman August Pfluger. To defund this so we don't have this Ministry of Truth. This is literally, we're seeing these old dystopian novels like 1984 before our very eyes. And by the Democrats who always, you know, use this as their cudgel against us.
Right.
We actually are the free speech party. The Republicans want to see a public, open square where we have the marketplace of ideas. And they're afraid to come out into the public square and talk about these issues because the American people aren't accepting their extremist views.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As some Americans watch on in disbelief that something that bloomed in 1933 Germany could even be considered in the 21st century USA, Republican Pete Sessions on Newsmax weighs in on Biden's new disinformation branch of Homeland Security.
This administration does not want to face the facts of the case. They've never been able to understand really the needs of the American people because they're driven entirely by leftist views. When you look at what this administration done, going back to the first day President Biden has been president, they did not care what the effects would be. They think their policy is what will eventually solve problems. The disinformation that is what they're trying to address is actually a reality. And so what Mayorkas is trying to do is respond back to all the flack that the president and Speaker Pelosi is taking for the things that they have done and the effects that have occurred.
A U.S. grand jury on Saturday indicted 62-year-old Frank James for terrorism and other charges stemming from an April 12th gunfire and smoke bomb attack that injured 23 people on the New York City subway system. Mr. James was charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a mass transportation system, plus a count of discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.